Jason Willen, I mean, Will, Jason and I are the only two people in glasses. Don't you usually wear glasses?
It was like what? A billing. That was like a billing situation. You said Jason and Will. No, no, no. Sorry. I mean, Will and Jason.
No, I said.
Like Will calls you and said, listen, next time you mention my name along with Jason, billing, you mention my name first.
And you also say, and introducing Will.
And introducing with the. I prefer the.
You want to say Will and Jason and introducing Will?
Yes.
No, say, yeah.
You're saying that you're the only two in glasses.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, don't you usually wear glasses?
I do. I wear my reading glasses, but I'm far back enough now from my screen that I don't. So I look younger than you guys.
Well, you know, you don't need to see Will today very well because he's doing an audio show called Smartless.
Smartless.
And welcome to it. Smart. Let's hang on a second.
Yeah.
Sean Hayes
is back in town.
Back in town.
Yeah.
No, you just can't applaud for yourself. Don't start the applause, Sean. Sorry, we'll start it. Okay, and then you can join it.
You know, just
so happy to have him back.
By the way, I have to tell you something.
I went out
the stage door after a couple of shows. No, after one show. And people were doing that bit. They're like,
no.
Bravo! Bravo!
No way. England.
Yeah. In England, yeah.
You guys.
The bits travel sometimes.
The bits travel.
People are listening.
But I just got back last night, and I swear to God, I weighed about 179, 180 when I left. I weighed 165. Wow. 165 pounds.
So you lost 15 pounds while you were in...
Yeah.
If you lost it and you're looking for it, I can tell you where to find it.
How long will it take to get it back?
I swear to God, for breakfast, I just had a bowl of pasta and two pieces of cake. Because it was Scotty's birthday yesterday.
You got a big race tomorrow or something?
Wait. It's 9:30 in the morning right now. And yeah. You've already had...
But to him, it's din-din time.
A bowl of pasta and two pieces of cake.
His belly is saying, feed me, it's dinner time.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
It was, I got back yesterday at like 1 in the afternoon and I went to bed at 8 p.m. and I got up at 1 a.m. and then went back to bed. I got up at 7. So I slept like 12 hours.
Yeah, wow. You needed
it. Crazy, yeah.
And did you have to clean the CPAP machine in between? You're still on that, are you not? You're still on the hose?
I lost the weight, so I don't need it.
Yeah. Wait, truly?
Truly.
It was the weight that was...
Well, it's a combination of things. I try not to sleep on my back too, but yeah.
Okay. And do you have like nails on your back or something so that if you roll on your back, it pokes you away?
Yeah.
That would be good. Strap on some sort of like a nail
bed. Well, people used to do that. They'd wrap like a tennis ball on their back.
No, they didn't.
Yes,
what are you talking about?
What do you mean, did they?
Look it up.
Oh, redo the research.
What do you mean, wrap it? Wait, keep going.
Do the research.
What do you mean, tennis ball?
People go, I did the research.
I did the research. What do you mean? Yeah,
no. Oh, you have access to Google?
Yeah. Wait, what website told you that people used to strap a tennis ball to the small of their back?
I read that a long time ago.
Wait, to do what? To do what? I don't understand.
Somehow, like, put a tennis ball on the. I forget how they do it, like, in their shirt or whatever. So that if they roll onto their back, it's uncomfortable, and then they want to roll back. Or it's gentle.
They do it with, like, duct tape or something like that?
I guess, or, like, a tensor bandage or something. I don't know.
Don't say fucking tensor ever again.
God. You know, I
with your
think
dumb lips. Tensor. Tensor. Stupid.
Stop looking at my lips.
Professional grade.
I was doing it this morning.
Were you?
Yeah. We are professional grade.
Okay. The river doesn't dam itself.
This country wasn't built in a day.
Not a week either.
Okay. You do Santa Claus too, Will, right? You play Santa Claus.
It's Batman.
Oh, Batman.
You know what?
Batman, Santa Claus.
Hey, Sean, we got to get you a nice campaign. What would you like to...
That's a great point. What would you like to...
Sling commercials for?
Yeah.
Huh? Call it right
cake,
now.
Is cake a thing?
Just a general cake spot?
Just all cake
the
products.
The cake makers of America.
Yeah.
Sean, would you like to go to a cake convention? Would that seem like...
Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be great?
How was the reintroduction to your dog? Did he give you any attitude?
He comes back today in about 3 or 4 hours.
Still haven't seen him. How long has it been?
3 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
You think he's going to give you a little bit of a hairy eyeball? Welcome back.
Side eye. No, he will.
Will he poop in the bed?
No, he will. I'll do that. No, he'll.
Oh, Sean, still?
Welcome home.
No, he'll go, wow, it's you, and then run. And just play and want to treat.
Sounds like Scotty.
Listen, Sean, we're so happy to have you back in the fold. We missed you the other night. We talked about you all the time. We're so excited.
Are we all hanging out this Sunday?
Yeah.
What if you guys are like, sorry, that was it. Yeah. Last Sunday was it.
We are Sunday. But in the meantime.
Hollywood Bowl.
Oh. Hollywood Bowl. Well, by the way, sorry, we are going to the Hollywood Bowl. Oh. We are going to the Hollywood Bowl.
November 15th.
November 15th, Hollywood Bowl. We got a couple of guests. We got a couple of great things going on.
I got a super big guest. Will, you better bring the noise on your guest.
Yeah, I'm going to bring the noise. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're also going to have some special guests as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. And
special guests sprinkled around?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a lot of shiny
moving objects. Am I going to be told about the special guests?
Yeah, you've already been told. We've talked about it before, but I mean, you just don't listen. But anyway.
Tell me your name one more time.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. Unless I put it in the context of golf, he doesn't hear it.
Jason, we already talked about it.
We did?
Yeah, I know. We already talked about it.
Remember?
Okay. We're going to welcome our guest.
Is this someone that's going to make me nervous?
It's really... Well, I
get nervous about the secret guest.
You know this person, and you're going to be nervous about her because she's a super wattage megaton. Oh. But I've had the pleasure of meeting this person a few times, and I'm always a little starstruck, I got to admit.
You only meet someone once.
She was nominated for her first Golden Globe when she was 12.
Okay.
And has kept it going ever since. She's been in countless fantastic movies. Once you start naming them, it's like, forget it.
I think I know who this is.
I don't think you do know what it is. It's not Jodie Foster. She's been in, I don't even know, I can't even, but her first nomination was for Interview with a Vampire.
Shirley Temple.
Kirsten Dunst. I just guessed it was Kirsten Dunst.
Jumanji, Drop Dead Gorgeous, Spider-Man movie, Civil War last year. And Roof Man, October 10th.
Reveal yourself.
Hey-o. I fucking guessed it. Yeah. By the way, that's the first time I think I ever got it right.
Academy Award nominee. You didn't even let me get to that.
Sorry.
You robbed her of that. Hi, Kirsten Dunst.
Hi. I'm so happy to be on the show.
Does anyone call you KD?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I'm a lot of names.
Well, listen here, KD.
Yeah, what?
You're never going to work for the government because I'm in Toronto and I'm walking by her table, you guys, and up she pops, "Hey, I'm about to be on your show." I'm like, "Hey."
Oh. That's supposed to be a secret.
So your government job is done.
That's okay. Yeah.
But I was like, "Okay, I'll play like a big surprise."
But you never know. You didn't know.
You never know when it's going to happen. That's the good news. And you guys were up at TIFF because you were up there promoting Black Rabbit and Kirsten, you were up there promoting Roof Man, which I'm really excited.
The following day, and it was killer.
I hear it's
that
amazing.
That movie's
I can't wait
awesome.
To see that movie.
It's so good. It's like a perfect like Christmas movie. I love it.
I can't wait to see it. And we're all very excited for it. And we're really excited that you're here. It feels like finally a little
bit.
This is, where are you? Where is this?
I'm in Toluca Lake.
Nice.
Oh, wow. You're
in
just
the
up there.
Will and I are about to shank a couple of balls into your backyard.
We are about to be there in a couple hours.
Well, there's probably a better way to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll scrub it. So you were supposed to be on here a couple years ago for Civil War, and I forget what happened. It was a schedule thing, blah, blah, blah.
One of you were sick.
Yeah, sick. JB, for sure.
Yeah, for sure,
JB.
Always battling.
Yeah. Wait, you were so great in that movie. That movie was really cool.
I know.
Cool.
I love Civil War. It was so good. I know.
I need to see that. I'm scared to see that. I feel like it's probably super good, super accurate. It's like the same reason, you know that movie United 93 that Paul Greengrass?
Yeah. Okay, sure.
I'll never see that because what I hear is that it's just too good. It puts you on a plane that's plummeting from the sky for 2.5 minutes.
Yeah. I did that movie that's coming out next year on a plane.
No.
What is it called?
Really?
The Entertainment System is Down.
Oh, yes.
Wait, what is that about?
What is the name of it? That's the guy who did Triangle of Sadness. And Force Majeure.
Ruben Östlund, his name is.
You're in a Ruben Östlund film?
Yeah.
You and your hubby are just in about every great movie you ever want to be in.
I know. And your husband, Jesse Plemons, who's also a wonderful guy. I had the pleasure of meeting both of you last year or something. Just sweet, sweet, super talent. And so you did that movie, The Entertainment System is Down, which I've just read about, which looks awesome.
What is that? Like satellites go out or something? Or...
Well,
what is that?
Sound less perturbed about it.
No, I want to know because it sounds cool.
What is it like? The satellites are down or something?
Wait, do I still get emails and stuff like that?
Can I still do Candy Crush? Does Candy Crush work? By the way, that's real.
That's all I do. That's wait, all I what? See. Like, you don't have to. I know we're talking about some other movie, but tell me what that one's about, just like briefly, because I love sci-fi.
So you
want to
prepare?
It's not sci-fi.
Oh yeah, but I mean, like doomsday stuff.
Well, it's human doomsday, basically on a plane.
Yeah, it's human doomsday.
So it's called The Entertainment System is Down because there's no Wi-Fi, there's nothing.
Right.
So you have to deal with each other.
That's what I want to see. Yeah. I want to see
Sean, it's like you know, like the bar, on Tatooine in Star Wars.
Oh, got it. I'm on board. On board.
Okay, yep. Sorry. I just wanted to put it into context that you could understand.
Got it.
So, Kiris, walk us through a little bit how you. I mentioned that you got your first. Big award nomination. It was for Golden Globe when you were 12 years old. How trippy was that? I mean, for a 12-year-old.
I don't think I really realized, like, you know what? I was working on Jumanji and everyone's like, you're going to win. And so don't tell a little girl that because I didn't win. Then I was crying on... Jane Seymour was next to me, like, for Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. And I was just, like, crying...
No.
Under the table, pretty much.
At the table on NBC, in front of all the and everyone's all banged up on champagne. And there's a little girl there looking for someone to hold.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you have a speech all lined up and everything?
I don't remember if I did, but.
But hey, better to kind of learn that at a young age that, you know, you can't trust the outcome of stuff, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, I was going to say. Did it help kind of right size all of that stuff eventually?
You know, it's like award stuff doesn't like, you know, we all know like the good stuff we all love usually doesn't get nominated or doesn't win. It's like, so really all you have is the experience of making it. That's all you have.
Right.
Really.
Right.
It's also, it's so odd, isn't it, that like you're not, like the competition of it all, no one's playing the same character. It's like, 100 yard dash, you know, everyone's going the same distance. Who gets there quicker? It's pretty clear.
I had to audition for the movie on the plane for The Entertainment System is Down.
Oh, you did?
Yes. And
really?
That feeling, I hadn't been that excited to get a role since Interview with the Vampire.
Wow.
So, like, to me, auditioning and getting something is, like, that is crazy.
That's the win.
When was the last time you auditioned before the Ruben Östlund thing?
I auditioned for this movie with Jeff Nichols, the director Jeff Nichols, called Midnight Special.
The great Jeff Nichols. That was a great movie, Midnight Special.
Yeah.
Love that movie. So that was, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah, it had been a minute.
At least.
I don't think, that was
oh, my
the
God,
last
were you nervous
auditioned.
Auditioning again?
Well,
I would be terrified.
I did a self-tape.
Which is easier.
It is easier.
The new world.
It was all improv. He gave me an improv. And I just, put my iPhone, taped it on my iPhone and pretended.
Yeah, and if you sucked, you just get to do it again.
Yeah, I did two takes. Yeah. I felt, I was like, and I didn't watch it and I just sent it.
Did you ask Jesse to look at it?
No, he was away. So
you were just all by yourself. No way. And what do you think he was looking for? Like, do you mind saying what the improv was?
No, not at all. My improv was two people are sitting bored next to each other on a plane. He's asleep with our son, and I am bored and look at his phone, and I discover that he's been cheating on me. So it's like, hanging out on the plane, bored, do the whole like. Face recognition thing.
Right.
And
wait, not so that's all your idea. Yeah.
No, this is all he wanted me to do this vibe, the director.
Yeah.
And so then I see a memory comes up on the iPhone that is like to Cotton Eye Joe, that song. And it's supposed to be like him cheating with a bunch of women.
Where did you come from? Where did you go?
Exactly.
You sure?
Okay. So then I see that he's been cheating on me and I wake him up. Mm. But at first I have to go through, all the emotions and shit.
And since there was no one else in the improv with you, as soon as you wake him up and you start to confront him, it's over.
It's over. I was like, you need to wake up. And then I just got pissed and I got up and shut off my phone.
Oh, I love it.
That's crazy. I mean, it's wild to do a self-tape of an improv by yourself.
I know.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
I did put Jesse's camera like that because he's always shooting film of our family. So I put his camera nearby. So I had like a, I don't know, a symbol. This is real actory right now. Of him, of something.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
How long have you guys been married?
Oh, God. I don't even know. We've been together like, for about forever. 10 years. We got married after kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? 3 years, maybe?
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah,
that's great.
Wait, talk a little bit about so doing that audition for that movie by yourself, the nightmare self tape improv, which is bizarre, but it'd probably been a minute since you said you auditioned for another film, but how different was when you first started auditioning when you were a kid, basically?
Yeah.
And JB, you had that experience too, auditioning a lot when you were a kid, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And what that process was like back then, what it meant to you back then, did you feel, were the stakes high, or was it just kind of like, after school, go do it, and then go do your thing?
What is that like? Do you put a big thing on it?
What do you think, Kirsten?
I did. Because, well, like, okay, for we were at the Oakwood Apartments.
Oh, my God.
Nice. And I was going to normal schools. Yeah. Well,
for my sister, Oakwood Apartments is a complex where a lot of actors would stay while they're
there. Because you can rent it monthly.
Yes.
You can come out for pilot season.
I'd come out for pilot season a bunch of years in a row and stayed there.
Same.
Yeah. Same. Okay. Same. Where were you coming from?
I'm from New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You guys could have carpooled.
Yeah, so we would come out,
We probably carpooled. Remember you used to have that sign on when you left the one on Barham, right?
Yeah.
So, and the back gate one had as you were waiting for the gate to open, there was a little sign on the gate as it moved that said, smile, it's showtime.
Oh, God, I don't
know. And I remember thinking, like, how soon do you want me to take my own life? So depressed, not getting any jobs.
Go get them.
Oh, God. Anyway, so you come out.
You're Oakwood.
I'm at Oakwood.
My mom, my brother, and my grandma.
Wow.
But I would go to normal school. I went to Laurel Hall in the Valley.
Sure.
Where I met my best friend. So I had like a normal-ish life because I never was home tutored or anything.
Yeah.
Auditioning was, when it was a big role, like I remember this, it was like I auditioned for Interview with the Vampire, I auditioned for The Secret Garden, and I didn't get The Secret Garden. And I remember sobbing about that.
Yeah. Wow.
But now, did it get more stressful as you got older?
No, because I think because I got success from Interview, I didn't have to audition for a long time. Like, I auditioned for Little Women, but it wasn't frequent enough to traumatize me. I auditioned for Spider-Man was the big next one that I auditioned for.
Uh-huh. Did you get it?
I did.
And what's that? he's jet-lagged. Forget us, and he's just cheeky. Even though he's not in England anymore, he's still cheeky. JB, did you ever sob or have that thing, that pressure? I remember you talking about the pressure of getting a job because it was the family business.
I never cried, but what was worse was that I'd be so paralyzed with fear on the way to auditions when I got to be in my 20s because I needed the employment. I needed, you know, it wasn't just like fun when I was like a little kid and I get to skip school and all that stuff. And then it became like, you know, well, this is my occupation. It's how I
Did you support your family, Jason?
I contributed for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you, Kirsten?
I didn't have to. It started out as like, fun, college money, whatever. And then my parents got divorced. And then it was a little like, well, you're making the most money, so.
Right.
My mom lives in my back house, okay?
Right. That's sweet.
Yeah, I'm a good daughter.
That's good. That is sweet. Yeah, I love that.
Very, very cute.
We'll be right back. And now back to the show.
All right, so you're in Toluca Lake. What's going on? Is Jesse in town, or are you? You guys must take turns single parenting.
Yeah, I was going to get into that. Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, it's so hard. I had a real moment last night. I just went to my friend's house. I was like, I can't parent alone tonight. I just can't do it.
Just leave a bunch of milk and crackers out. And
I took them with me.
Gotcha.
No,
okay.
No. I just brought
them
all.
JB, what do you think she's doing over there, man?
That's how I grew up.
Wait, how many kids and how old?
I have two boys, but like literally I'm getting ready for this and I get this sign. I need you. Him sad, me with the door shut.
Oh, look at that drawing. That's so sweet.
Sean's dog drew a similar picture.
Wait, did he make that? So listener, this is a picture of Kirsten inside one room with the door closed and then her son on the outside.
Upset.
Upset. Sad. And so did he slide that under the door?
Yes.
No. Mommy, come out.
Yeah.
No.
And I let them sleep in bed with me when Jesse's not here. Like, yeah. I am like, actually, you know who we watch, Will, is... Yeah. The Lego Masters show. Because
nice.
Oh, puts you right out, right? Yeah, no, I use that.
That's like, yeah. It's like a sugar crash.
It's fun.
It's calming. It's a fun thing to watch with kids, isn't it? It's a very fun family show.
So are you guys all, so one of you is pretty much, is it safe to say, always working and that's why you have to just...
We had the summer together. No, we had the summer together. It's like whoever's up next, like whatever happened, like we're still trying to figure it out, you know?
Yeah,
but I'm
yeah.
It's really hard. It's really hard. So, they're 4 and 7. So it's like, and they're 2 boys. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's 4 a lot.
And 7, yeah. I've been there and done that. And
have you thought about, and you can shut us up anytime we're getting too personal. Have you thought about the
shut up.
Sort of, the possible...
I didn't know that was an option. Fucking shut up. This is the fucking greatest day on the podcast. Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
What about the possible convenience of homeschooling? You know, where you guys get to just drag them around.
I don't want my kids
like,
to be weird.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Exactly. I'm with you. They need social interaction probably, right?
Yeah.
No.
I know plenty of parents though, that have done it successfully. So who are we to judge? But I definitely benefited from getting away from adults and into school and being with kids when I wasn't working. It was great.
Yeah. And they would just, you pick up, the great news was the bus that picked you up was the school.
Yeah.
That turns out. Jason went to school on a bus and he didn't drop out of high school. He was dropped off from high school.
It is true. It's going to be a fun chapter in the book one day. Oh, God.
Oh, here come the tears. Don't you cry. Don't you cry, JB.
No, I'm not crying. You're crying.
Don't you cry. And you kind of mentioned you didn't really have to audition anymore again. You did. You kind of did for Little Women, but then you just started doing, and you mentioned you get nominated, I guess, when you're doing Jumanji, which was a huge hit.
Massive. Yeah,
and
massive.
You kind of went on this run of like just being in these big, massive movies, and you're young.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, well, this is my reality.
Yeah.
It wasn't, though. Like, I was almost embarrassed.
Really?
Really?
I think so. And I didn't really, I like had a blocker up. I think that didn't compute what I was doing. Plus, what am I doing? I'm going to school. I have my best friend. We're in our own world. Like, I really lived in a very little, like, school bubble, you know? So I would do my thing.
I know, but didn't it get weird, like, on the weekends and you go to your school parties and all the kids at the party and you're just trying to, you just feel like you're just one of the kids at the weekend party. And then, like, oh, hey, that's that girl from the movie I saw last week. Like,
they didn't do that to me.
No?
Really? Uh-huh. Come on. You were pretty famous, though.
Yeah, but I don't know.
At a very early age.
They didn't do that to me at school.
Yeah?
Maybe it was like I was very normal. I didn't come into school hey, look at me. You know, I was embarrassed, so.
Right.
Yeah, talk to me about that. What do you mean embarrassed? Like, embarrassed because of the attention that you got that was... A byproduct of the movie that you weren't looking for?
I think I just didn't want to be singled out at school as anything other than another student there.
Uh-huh.
And high school, too. Like, I didn't want anyone to call me out or be like... Right. So I underplayed myself.
Were you already through high school when you did Bring It On?
It was senior year, the summer before senior year.
I love
like
that
the
movie
ultimate,
so much.
Like, the ultimate cheerleading, like, high school movie, too, of all time.
Yeah.
And were people,
but we didn't know that at the time. That
was
like a little San Diego Who Cares movie that Universal, you know, it wasn't like no one knew that would
be. Do you still remember some of the cheers?
You know I do.
Do you ever do it sometimes ironically on set when it's you're trying to ramp up the crew and the cast?
Come on,
it's a fucking night shoot and it's time to keep going. Ready, okay.
Five, five.
I did it for my sons yesterday because we went to this 25th anniversary. Well, we went to this 25th anniversary Bring It On thing on Sunday night.
No way.
And they had good pom-poms. So I brought some pom-poms home and I was like doing cheers for them and spelling their names. That's the only show. Those are the only people that are going to get that.
Did they like it?
Yes, my son was like looking at me like I was like, whoa, like a golden goddess. I didn't know you could do this, Mom.
You don't want him to like it too much.
Cheer squad.
Yeah, I actually, a mom recruited me to start a cheer squad at the school.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and? Yes, yes. Oh, I'm going to do it. I'll do it. Yeah.
Really? I love that you're going to do that.
I do love that show. Cool. That show Cheer on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that's right.
That's so good.
Until
that's
it
real
got
good.
Dark.
I know. I mean, I know.
Is it? Is it dark? I don't know. What is
well,
it?
Well, it got dark.
A guy got arrested for bad things.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, God.
Wait, I didn't see that one.
Well, no,
did that happen on the show or away from
off
it?
Off the show. Off the show, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, got it. Wait, Shauna, did you ever experiment with Cheer Squad?
No, but my sister was a cheerleader.
What's your sister's name?
Her name is Tracy.
Okay.
Huh. And she, with an EY or is it just one?
Yeah. An EY, yeah.
Okay.
And she.
Where she live?
She lives in Wisconsin.
Does she know much about the biz?
Yeah.
No.
Do you have to explain stuff to her ever?
Yeah, anytime you guys can think about it, just make sure.
Continuing.
You,
yeah.
And so she would have, she would do cheerleading things, and she would do pom-poms, and she would do batons. Oh, wait, do I have the photo? No. And
I thought you were going to grab
a
baton.
There's a picture of me and her.
You to
me
grab
and
a baton.
Her.
We
had with batons. So excited.
Yeah,
so I learned how to do the baton at a young age.
What is the little thing, the dude in front of the band, the marching band? It's not.
The stick?
Yeah. So it's got a pointy stick and then a little ball at the top. Is that also a baton or just
like a
band
or
leader stick?
Or staff. Yeah, staff.
Something like that. Anyway, Kirsten. So
I'm happy chilling.
Yeah, you don't get to talk on this show.
I love it. wait, so tell me, because like Will said, you've done so many gigantic movies. Is there, I know you don't want to, they're all important to you and all of your work is important.
But they're all different, different styles. Like you really bounce around. You can't be pegged to one thing. Like you've had these, like, it almost feels like different phases. Well, they're just different roles, I guess. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Simplistically.
But is there one where you're just like, you know what? That was the greatest experience of my whole career so far. And you just thought like, there's no way it can get better than that.
Not result necessarily, but just
the
experience.
Yeah, no, the experience. Yeah. The experience.
Huh. I don't know. Because, like, movies aren't fun to make. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but, oh God,
he'll take the worst experience.
I liked making Melancholia. It was like this little isolated, it felt like we were doing a play. We all lived in this small town in Sweden in this hotel/housing place. Mm-hmm. And it was just like cozy and really calm and so, what am I, like comforting. I don't know. It was just, I just felt like, oh, this is what it could be like.
Lars von Trier?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now that you have a fam, go ahead.
Well, I'm going to ask a dumb question. Surprise. I'm not sure about going to Sweden, to Norway, to Finland.
Why?
Because of the light.
I can't wait for
this. I feel like I get very sad because if I'm there during the time of the year when the sun only comes up for a couple of hours, I'm going to feel like a vampire.
You call winter? They call it winter.
Is it winter? I can't. I'm sure I can do it.
No, it's very. We were there in the summer, so we had a beautiful Swedish summer.
Almost worse, right? Because because the sun never goes down.
It did.
It's weird. I went one time early July, and I flew from here. And I landed there and I had crazy jet lag and then woke up at 4 a.m. for a phone call came through and it was, and I step outside and it's blaring sun and it's like 5 to 4 a.m. And it felt like it was noon and I was like, what the fuck? Where am I? It was so discombobulating.
Yeah. I feel bad.
Because of that, Kirsten, and because you have a family now and Jesse works and it's this very artistic, you know, you're just around it all the time and the schedules. Do you still enjoy going to another country for 3, 4, 5, 6 months, whatever it is, to work? I mean, is that those experiences, do they still fill you up?
Well, I didn't enjoy Budapest. Let's just put it that way. I really did not. Well, our son, we all went as a family. We enrolled them in the international school there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then my son had appendicitis and emergency surgery and then recovered for a week and then had a blockage. So basically, my time in Budapest was horrible. It was horrible.
God, that's horrible. That's so young to have an appendicitis. Usually it takes years to fill that thing up.
I don't know. I was like, everyone's like, drink the water there. So I was like, yeah, the water's great. So now I'm freaking out. Like, was it the water? I don't know.
Right. Wait, what movie was that on?
That was on the airplane movie.
Oh, that you just did.
No shit. No shit.
Oh, wow.
So this first part, I mean, everyone's had a shit year, it seems like. Yeah. But like the first part of the first part of our year was pretty bad.
So but to Sean's question, like do you are you a big nester? Like when like now that you're back home, do you love just like not going anywhere?
Yeah, I don't go anywhere.
Yeah,
I stay in my radius of school drop-off and neighborhood restaurants. I don't leave the valley.
It's nice, isn't it?
You go in there to that Bob's Big Boy. You get in there.
Oh, you know, I love food, that place.
I like the car nights, but I never want to eat there.
Bob's Big Boy. Ooh, I love it. I love
it. Sean, cool it, man.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah. we're not going to be done with this for another 20 minutes.
Start the car.
I was in London just yesterday, actually. Okay. What's today? Tuesday? Yeah. And I just did my last show. I did a play there, Kirsten, and it was
a final good night for us.
And every Sunday we would go to Five Guys, right? The burger place.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Will FaceTimed me and Scotty on our walk to Five Guys. And he goes, "Where are you going?" He goes, "Are you on your way to Five Guys to get a burger?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "By the look of you both, you're gonna walk out of there. You're gonna walk out of there looking like 10 guys or something."
More like 10 guys. Am I right? Am I right? Is this thing?
It's so stupid. But I love those old burger joints like Bob's Big Boy and stuff. And there's a lot of them in the valley, pizza places in the valley that are really great.
I'm gonna say something controversial.
Chili John's too. Have you been to Chili John's? Yes. That place is a real relic. It's on
Right across the street from
Riverside and Coldwater. Is that the place?
No, Chili John's is on. Is it Magnolia or Burbank? I think it's Burbank. And it's very cool, old school.
Have you guys done Apple Pan? You must have done Apple Pan.
Yes, of course. But that's over the hill.
Apple Pan's the best.
That's far.
Over in Pico. I'm going to say something controversial. There are burger places that everybody talks about that are only that I just think are really overrated.
Like?
Well, I don't want to name it. I want to
In-N-Out?
I want to raise people's boats, but I'm not going to name people things that I don't like.
Well,
by
that's
name.
That's super, super courageous. well, I will. You know, I will say our friend on Sunday makes a burger
the best.
Very much on par with In-N-Out.
Oh my God!
It is.
I would say better.
I would
say better.
So
I could be with you.
I would say better.
Wow.
It's really delicious.
Let's go around the horn here. If you could have only one classic junk food as your final meal, would it be like a burger? Would it be a pizza? Would it be grilled cheese?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question.
I will go first. I think it's going to be pizza, and I'm going to have a side of well-done fries.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Kirsten. I would do,
you go. No, you go, Sean.
I was spaghetti.
Okay.
Really?
But that's not junk food.
Yeah.
Well, it's not.
So Sean Hayes. This guy, can I have some ice cream? Yeah, what flavor? Vanilla. That's it. That's his goat. He loves it so much.
With a glass of milk. Mother's milk. It's mother's milk.
Kirsten, what would you have? What would you be your ultimate junk food?
Well, junk food.
Like
comfort
pizza,
food.
Burger.
Yeah.
It could be grilled
cheese. Yeah. I think I honestly might do In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Okay. Cheeseburger.
I love
with a chocolate shake.
Just a single?
Well, cheeseburger, extra spread, no onions is my vibe.
So not the double-double?
No.
Extra spread, though. I like your style. You're not doing the spread on the side. You want them to slather it right on.
Yes. Good for you. Yeah.
You got to eat it quick before the bun gets soggy.
That's why I turn the air conditioning off when I get takeout for home. I'm like, AC off. This shit better be rolled up in the bag real tight. Yeah. I hate when people come home with an open box of In-N-Out.
I do too. What's the point?
AC take it back. Off because you want to keep your burger hot?
Yes.
God,
yes.
I love you. That is extra
that
level.
That is really
right there.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Wait, can Arnett, I go back to work for a second?
No, wait. Arnett hasn't declared.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I'd go pizza too. I'd go pizza and chocolate shake.
And what kind of pizza is it?
It would probably be just a more than likely just a cheese pizza.
Yeah.
Maybe with some meat on it, maybe sausage.
Some nice meat.
Sausage.
Some onions. Is that a crispy or is that kind of a soft?
It's got to have a sort of a crispy undercarriage, as they say.
Black bottom.
Not necessarily black bottom, but it's got to have some crisp to it. And
some snap.
When I see people eat pizza and put the crust to the side and they don't eat the crust, I'm like, what are you? Are you a communist? What are you doing?
You know, in college, I used to eat the pizza and then save the crust and dip it in peanut butter after.
Ew.
Oh, God, you shitpig.
Peanut butter?
Yeah, like, because it was just bread.
I mean, ranch is
Sean,
like...
I mean this with all respect. You fat fuck.
Wait, I want to ask more work stuff. It's Kirsten Dunst.
I know. Me too. Okay. I want to ask something.
I want to know, do you have any kind of... routine things that you do before a shoot, after a shoot, during a shoot, or something that you're consistent about that, like, you know, I'm about to start a job, so this is how this is going to go. I'm going to make sure I do
like
blank,
practicing
blank,
your
blank.
Faces or
in the mirror.
Yeah.
Anything I do.
Are you big on research? Are you big on like getting in, studying your character and figuring out what they have in their pockets and all that stuff?
I mean, they have a secret. My characters have a secret.
What do I do? I do dream work. That's my main thing I do.
What's that? I like that.
Yeah.
What is dream work?
I just did the first time.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the company that was started by David Geffen?
Come on,
yes, you're on the right. No.
Wait, Kirsten, what is? I don't know what dream work is.
So there's a couple acting coaches, you could call them, but they're more than that. But my lady is someone who's done it. Her mom did it too. And you basically ask yourself questions and write yourself a note at night of what you want to find out about your character. And then whatever you dream, you write it down and you discuss it with her and implement it into.
Oh, that's cool.
The script and
that's
the role.
Really cool. I love that.
But regardless of whether the dream had anything to do with the question or your character, it's just whatever your dream scenario was, you kind of incorporated into your character's backstory.
Well, you're writing yourself a specific note at night, so you're asking your unconscious to give you something that you can implement. Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha. That's cool.
Yeah. And then when you're done with the movie, you write yourself a note. I'm done with this character, blah, 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 and sign out.
Oh. There's your routine. Yeah. There's your thing that you do. Yeah.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah. That is pretty cool.
We'll be right back.
And now back to the show.
Are you good at remembering lines?
I'm getting worse.
Yeah.
I'm really? So bad.
It's coming for all of us.
Really?
I'm getting so bad that if I read a script and the person talks a lot, I'm like, I don't know if I can do this.
So if somebody brought you a one-woman show on Broadway
Hell no.
Our buddy John Krasinski just did one. He knocked me out. My God, is that awesome.
Yeah.
Just fucking unreal. It looks like the and Billy Crudup's done it a bunch of times. And
yeah, they're both men. See, women multitask.
No, Laura Linney's done it a few times. She's nailed it. You can do it.
I don't know. It's weird to me. I don't like the idea of doing a play.
It's a lot of work. Let's be honest. It's a lot of work, right, Sean? I mean,
Oh my God.
I know. Sean just came off basically 2.5 years of doing this play.
That sounds so tiring to me.
I did it over 200 times.
Are you okay?
You got a Tony out of it. Got a Tony.
Yeah.
I mean, at least you got the Tony.
I mean, I know what you mean, Kirsten. You don't do it for the financial because theater doesn't pay, but you do it because of a thing inside as an actor that you just wouldn't otherwise get the opportunity maybe, or you get that character that you've always wanted to play out of you. So you're like, great, I did that. And now that's done and now I can go do maybe another character.
Do you ever think about the audience judging you, though? Like, oh, that person's just coming to see the girl from Spider-Man. You know what I mean? Like, I feel weird.
The girl from Spider-Man. That's the name of the play.
I don't know. It's just, maybe when I'm older, I'll like it. Listen, one of the only live things I did was Saturday Night Live once, and I had the best time of my life.
Right.
But I grew up watching that show, like, literally one of the best times of my life.
How was that experience?
I... I had one of the best times.
You just
of my life.
Said
no, no, but I mean, like it's specifically, like what was the what was yeah?
Well, I grew up watching the show, as do my kids now. They'll call out people and be like, you know, will you put on the Bill Hader puppet sketch for me, you know? Like, I show them Chris Farley with the Colombian coffee, you know?
The decaf
Colombian coffee freaking
out. Wait, I gotta see that.
It's one of the funniest sketches ever. We used to call our youngest, well, he's baby Chris Farley, but I don't know where I'm going with this.
You were talking about the specifics of what you loved about the week on SNL.
When I was younger, I played Dana Carvey's grandchild when he was George Bush on the couch, like eating popcorn as an extra. And I was Victoria
Jackson.
Yeah, thank you. In one of her spoof commercials too. So it's like such a legacy thing for my family.
Yeah, it felt. Yeah.
Did they show that clip when you hosted?
Yeah, they did.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And it's in the, when you walk, like in the main hallway, when you get there, little me is in with Dana Carvey on the couch.
That's cute. It was so, I loved it so much.
So yes.
What do you do when you're not working on films and stuff and momming? You know, what do you love to do? What do you fill your time with? You're just like nothing, shopping, walking around Toluca Lake.
I honestly, the other day I dropped them off. I went to Pilates, I did do that.
Okay.
And then I just watched TV. I want to lay in bed and watch TV. That's all.
Sean?
I don't want to make a generalization here. A sexist generalization. This would be a good bailout. Somebody told me the other day that they noticed that, I'll just talk about my own house. Amanda watches all of her TV in bed.
Mm-hmm.
I watch all of my TV on the couch. And I find that is not uncommon. I said that pretty well, didn't I?
You were very.
You did a really good job. That was very.
Why do you think that is an uncommon thing?
As it relates to gender, you mean?
Okay, Sean said it.
No, I mean, I didn't know what you meant. Some people like to watch.
I've tried to watch TV in bed, and I feel like I'm getting like bed sores. I need to be able to shift around a lot.
I always think the bed is for sleeping, and so that if I start watching something in bed, then it's going to mess with my sleep.
Yeah, and Scotty can't sleep unless the TV's on. He cannot fall asleep unless the TV's on.
Scotty can.
Yeah,
we're going to be right with you. Hold on.
Yeah.
Do you fall asleep with the TV? Do you fall asleep with the TV on, Kirsten?
No.
You got a TV in the bedroom though.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Some people don't. We got one.
Does Jesse watch it?
Yeah.
To go to sleep?
No, not to go to sleep, just to enjoy.
But what about, will you, because Amanda and I often fall asleep where she's watching her iPad and then I'm watching the TV. But she's got to have the fucking headphones
so that she can
hear her iPad and not hear what I'm listening to on the TV. But it really only lasts about 10 minutes.
But that's on the couch? She's down in your room with you and she's on
the couch? This is when I eventually go upstairs and I get in bed.
And you turn the TV on when you're in bed?
Yeah, she's got the iPad already going. I got to bring her headphones. She puts those on and then I turn on the TV and let it rock me out.
You guys should try something called talking to each other.
Huh? Well, what do you mean?
Relating, Jason. Let me come over and help your marriage. Just give me 10 minutes to help your marriage.
Kirsten, is there somebody that you dreamed of working with that you haven't with? Because it seems like you've worked with all the great, like, great, great, great people.
I mean, the one is Paul Thomas Anderson. I feel like that's everyone.
Yeah, that new movie is going to be
It looks sick. But he did recommend me for Melancholia, so that was cool.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Well, Jesse could put in a good word for you. He's worked with them at least once.
I mean, I have his phone number. He randomly emails me sometimes, so I have those saved.
Just start sending him just random headshots of you from over the years.
He did. He called me once, and he was like, I need to talk to you about something. And I was like, oh, my God, like, this is gonna happen. And then we played phone tag forever.
Yeah.
And then we finally got in touch, and he was like, ask me about what it was like working with this other actor.
Oh.
Yeah, because he's thinking about giving them a job.
I was like, you know how mean that was of you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was not cool. To do that.
I can't imagine the pressure. He must feel so much pressure, like every actor that he ever talks to.
Yeah.
They're just hitting
on him.
Is this
my moment?
Yeah. What can I do to make a good impression on him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. Well, it'll come. Listen, it'll happen too. You can manifest anything. I mean, of course it's going to happen.
Is that right? Will, what does the universe say about that?
By the way, it's true.
Oh, you don't need to raise your eyebrows up when you're talking about manifest.
You want to fucking fight me on this?
Give me your pitch on manifestation.
Put it out there.
Put it out there. You're saying ask the universe for what you want and it's going to happen?
Yeah. You know what I always say? Why not me? Why not me?
Well, why don't you just let them, you know?
I could let them too.
Mel Robbins. Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll be right back.
Yeah.
We've been doing this lately where we try to go
just like
we throw to commercial.
And we'll be right back.
How did you and Jesse meet?
We met on Fargo season 2.
Oh.
Yep. And it's so funny. I remember seeing him at the airport, like us meeting at LAX for the first time so clearly.
He doesn't remember it that way? You say that it's almost like he doesn't remember it.
No. I just like, you don't often remember the first meeting with someone. You could picture it in your brain really clearly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, but can you say why it's you remember it so clearly?
I don't know why. It's like one of those things that like, well, I remember that moment, even though I didn't know this was my future husband. You know?
When did the flirt start? Can you tell us?
The flirt? Like, I think we were so, like, soulmate enmeshed kind of in our characters, too. But also the way we worked. And I just felt like I didn't want to not be near him is what I thought.
I love that.
Yeah, even at lunchtime, like, I'd be like, what are you doing for lunch, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever, let's make a sandwich at Crafty, because, yeah, whatever.
Who asked who first whether they were involved in a relationship?
We both kind of knew, we were both in relationships.
Right, so then it was respectful all the way through.
Yeah, totally respectful. And then we just kept in touch. And then both were out of our relationships. We didn't get together till a year after.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. South by Southwest was our first hangout.
Copy that.
Hot Austin summer nights.
Back to one.
You know.
Still rolling.
That's
We'd be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about Roof Man. So, JB, you saw this movie. It's amazing. Roof Man.
I saw this movie. I give it a huge, huge thumbs up.
Directed by the great Derek Sanfrance, right?
Yeah.
And co-starring Channing Tatum.
Yep.
It's based on a true story about a dude who lives inside a Toys R Us for a couple months?
Yes, he does. He basically robbed like 45 McDonald's through the roof.
What?
That's why they call him the Roof Man. Yeah, this is all true.
Really?
Yeah, and he hid out in a Toys R Us for 6 months.
Yeah.
You know me, I'm a dark idiot. And so I keep waiting for this film to get like kind of scary and bleak and dark and crime. But it's so, this film has such a great spirit and warmth about it, even though it's centralized around a character that's, you know, breaking the law left and right. And it's not like an overtly sort of Robin Hood thing where they kind of earn it all, but it kind of is. But there's just such great, like, there's like a tone throughout it that Derek Cianfrance just like pulls through it that is just like such a high wire act that's so cool. And Kirsten, you and Channing do such a great job of maintaining that too. It's like, I don't know, I think it's just one of the hardest things in the world to keep something winning and watchable all the way through.
Yeah, not be like sappy or corny or feel manipulative.
Yeah.
Right.
Heavy-handed.
Never gets earnest, although it's a very warm movie. It's I don't know. It's very hard to describe, but I highly recommend it. It's really good.
And Kirsten, I love that. I can't wait to see it. Do you find yourself, as long as you've worked, kind of integrating yourself towards, whether you get credit for it or not, a producerial kind of role when you choose your acting gigs? Meaning, I like this part, I want to meet with the director or whatever it is, but I have these things to say about how to improve my role in it so that it works for me or whatever the thing is.
I mean, I did that on a TV show, but I feel like it's... Both those movies that I did, Roof Man and this and the plane movie, were so developed that it's not really, you know.
Yeah. You're just like, great. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would have done anything with Derek.
Right.
So this isn't a part personally that I would naturally maybe gravitate towards, but right. I wanted to, again, work with him for the experience. Like, right, I right, just, right. yeah, that's...
Was it everything yeah. you hoped it would be, working with
yes,
him?
Yes, yeah. yes, yes.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's so cool when that happens.
I want to work with him again.
Yeah, I hear he's a great guy. I've never met him. And Channing is just like the greatest ever.
I love him.
Right?
Yeah,
he is
I do
such
too.
A
such
good,
a good dude.
Yes. He's yeah. a real one of the real ones, yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, and obviously Derek is such a great filmmaker, but and his movies are kind of little movies. And when I say that, I don't mean in terms of compared to some of these huge movies that get made these days that are all like based on IP and whatever. He has these really great little story-driven movies that he makes and with great characters. You've done all of, as we
both.
Mentioned before.
Yeah, it's amazing. You've got great stance in both, yeah.
Yeah. Now when you look to do stuff, so as you sit here and you're at home and Jesse's off working and you're thinking, okay, I'm going to do something, my next thing, do you have a plan? Do you go like, I want to kind of hit this note next, or do you just kind of wait?
I kind of wait, but also I'd like to do something fun. Like, I just yeah. want to have fun. And I, mm-hmm. yeah, I want to do like a comedy or do something big and fun.
And what and why and you know that like that's the thing we talk about on the show sometimes, like where are those movies? Why do they yeah. not make those big fun studio ensemble comedies anymore?
I think they will soon. I think
really?
They have to. Yeah, because yeah. the world around us is too dark.
Yeah.
I think it sure is.
I yeah. think people just have to I think people are going to want to crave or going to start craving that. I don't know when, but I think
I know I want to direct a comedy next.
Yeah.
I think it you know sometimes who was I talking about this, like this idea that when we're in times that are dark, people don't have as much of a appetite for these big sort of action-y, fun, pithy movies because it's not where they're at. Mm-hmm. And yeah. It's all often a reflection of, like, if everything sort of feels calm in our culture, then we can just kind of go and do these big, goofy things. And when it's not calm, it's hard for people to let go. It's weird, because you'd think that they'd want to have the escapism, but they actually don't.
Yeah, like scary movies are actually doing really well.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Like Weapons. Oh, my God, that movie's good.
Yeah. No, you love that Weapons.
I do yeah. love that Weapons.
I know.
Yeah. Julia have you seen great. Have She's you seen great. It, Kirsten, Weapons?
I haven't seen it yet, no.
Do you watch movies?
Go like, to Jason's house. He's showing it about every 2 hours.
Yeah. do you watch movies though at home or like?
Yeah, do you like movies
by yourself or with your kids or whatever?
I like going to the movie theater. And I'll take them to the movie theater. If I watch a movie at home, I fall asleep.
Right. Yeah. Have your kids seen all the classics like E.T., Star Wars, all those things?
You know, they're
that,
four
right?
and seven. Yeah. yeah, it's not like. But you know what, my little
guy. I was seven when Star Wars came out.
Hey, yeah, Sean. She hasn't yeah. shown them Star Wars.
Don't be a jerk.
Fuck.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No, my 4-year-old likes Venom, the first Venom, which I probably wow. shouldn't have
That's
shown
so
him.
Weird. That's so weird.
The
4-year-old so
loves
little guy.
Venom. Oh, my God.
My 5-year-old likes Venom, too.
Really?
I mean, we're probably not good parents yeah. for showing them, but whatever.
I saw The Exorcist when I was like 8 or 9. Like,
yeah, I saw it that young, too.
I should not be seeing that
also,
movie.
Also, my child was begging me, my 4-year-old, to watch Jaws. I was like, okay, Jesse and I showed him the first 10 minutes and tried to explain that the girl is being pulled around on a rope.
Yeah.
And now he won't go near the ocean.
When she's getting eaten alive in the shark. No, he went. He went.
He did.
He still went, yeah.
Nowhere near Santa Monica Pier, though.
Down. Yeah.
mm-hmm. Well, listen, Kirsten, we've taken up way too much of your time.
Yeah.
This is, you're such a delight.
Yes. I mean, I could talk to you guys for a while. This
I know.
Zero pressure vibes.
I'm coming over.
Come over. Come have coffee with me.
Yeah. You know, sometimes those interviews, they feel like they're like 10 minutes long. You just
that,
this time
felt very
go
easy
by.
Breezy.
I know. Jason yeah. and I are coming until we're going to stop by the house and we'll drop off some In-N-Out for you on our way.
Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah.
guys.
It's going to be hot as shit, too.
You know how to make a girl happy.
Yeah. all right. So Roof Man is out October 10th. We're really excited about it.
October 10th.
Also with the, as you called it, the airplane movie. I forget what it's called.
You're going to come back for that. I want you back.
Your entertainment system is down.
I want to see that. Yeah.
So many amazing things. You've done so many great roles. You continue to do it. You're such a delight. So happy to have you here. Yeah. What an incredible career.
And a great person and a great mom and a great wife. And like, you're just doing it all.
Thanks, guys.
KD. Thank you for joining us, KD.
Thank you for having me.
Such a pleasure to meet you, Kirsten.
Thanks, Kirsten.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
I mean, that was real special, real
that was
special.
A lot of
listener,
fun.
You didn't see the bonus moment there with the two young boys, and she finally opened up the door and let them in. And they came in and said hi, and Will did his Lego Batman voice, and it blew their minds.
Cute kids.
It was fun, cute, really fun. I love
so
that.
So cute. Yeah.
So cute. So cute.
What a nice,
you guys
what a nice
are cute.
Lady.
You guys
You're
are cute.
Cute.
You guys are really cute. You got a couple of cutie pies out there.
Yeah.
Great career. She's not even halfway done.
I know.
Oh, my God. She's just getting warmed up.
Yep.
She's just getting warmed up. She is so, I'm so excited for Roof, man. JB, you've already seen it, but I can't wait to see it. It's going to be so good.
Yeah, I want to see it.
And then the entertainment system.
I want to see that other one.
I know.
Entertainment system is down. Because what would we do?
She's always good. She's one of those people. Always good.
Always good.
Everything she does.
Sean, you get that all the time.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, and JB?
Not
hey,
really.
Man, you know?
Yeah.
Well, no. 50-50. Yeah, sometimes you're on and sometimes you're on standby.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, that's so fast.
Everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Smart.
Smartless is 100% organic and artisanally handcrafted by Michael Grant Terry, Rob Armjarv, and Bennett Barbago.
Smartless.